How are we doing today?
Good.
All right, so we're gonna play a little bit of a game this morning. Does that sound fun? Okay, so I'm thinking of a word, and I'm gonna give you some clues, and you guys are gonna have to try to guess what the word is, okay? Okay, so the first word that I'm gonna give you is gold. Okay, so it's gold. And someone important wears it, and it goes on your head, and sometimes it's shiny, and the person who wears it oftentimes is like in charge of a kingdom. Any guesses?
A king.
A king! Well, I was thinking about a crown, but yeah, exactly. So a king wears a crown, right? And sometimes crowns can be really pretty and really sparkly. And like Queen Elsa, she wears a, yeah? She wears a really pretty crown. She's your favorite. She's my favorite too, although I really like Olaf. Mm-hmm. Oh, your sister likes Olaf? Well, that's a good choice too. He's funny. So today's lesson is about how Jesus is a king. So, at Jesus' time, there was this king, and he wasn't too nice of a guy. He thought everyone was going to try to take over his kingdom. He was afraid that he was going to have to keep his kingdom safe. And because when Jesus said that he's a king, he got a little confused. Because he said, well, I'm the king. How can you be a king? And Jesus said, well, I'm king of a different place. I'm not king here on earth, but I'm the king up in heaven. And that kingdom is so much better than anything here on earth. It's even better than Arendelle. Yeah. Really? Wow. So Jesus is our king. And unlike the kings here on earth, he's a good king. And he wants us to love everybody. And he rules with peace and love and a whole lot of snacks. Yeah, does that sound good? Alright, let's say a prayer. Dear God, thank you for being our King. And thank you for ruling with love. Amen. Alright, perfect.